westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Alpha, and welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. A major cryptocurrency influencer, former U.S. Congress candidate, and founder of a crypto media platform named after himself, David Gottstein, has taken to Twitter to pick his followers' brains regarding Bitcoin's possible dive to the $10,000 level. He asks whether his followers would prefer to buy more Bitcoin or pass it should the flagship crypto drop to the $10,000 level. He explained his interest by saying that half of his Twitter subscribers claim that it's going to that level. On the other hand, Capo of Crypto, a popular crypto trader who foresaw the market meltdown earlier this year, now claims Bitcoin is on the verge of a much-anticipated rally. He has a pretty good track record for Bitcoin price predictions. In March of this year, the strategist confidently forecasted that Bitcoin would fall below $23,000. And that's exactly what happened. Bitcoin hit a low of under $17,800 in June. It's been hovering around $19,000 for 14 straight days. Then on Tuesday, it began trading around $20,000. Currently, Bitcoin is changing hands at $20,800. So who should we believe? David Gottstein, who sees Bitcoin falling to $10,000, or Capo of Crypto, who says, get ready for a big Bitcoin rally? I'm ready, Capo. Do your thing. In other news, popular meme coin Dogecoin was up nearly 16% over the past 24 hours as billionaire Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter approached the finish line. The Tesla founder's $44 million deal is scheduled to close on Friday. Musk has been a major supporter of Doge, which has become a proxy for sentiment about him. The entrepreneur's statements about the token have also consistently influenced its price. Doge was most recently trading at slightly over 7 cents. It had been languishing below 6 cents for much of the past 6 weeks, but a year ago, Doge was trading at 25 cents. And Hong Kong and Singapore's wealthy elite appear to be looking at digital assets after a new report from KPMG suggesting over 90% of family offices and high net worth individuals, also known as HNWIs, are interested in investing in the digital asset space or have already done so. According to an October 24th report from KPMG China and Aspen Digital titled Investing in Digital Assets, as much as 58% of family offices and HNWI of respondents in a recent survey are already investing in digital assets, and 34% plan to do so. The survey took the pulse from 30 family offices and HWNIs in Hong Kong and Singapore, with most respondents managing assets between $10 million to $500 million. KPMG said the large crypto uptake among the ultra wealthy has increased confidence in the sector, spurred by the increase in mainstream institutional attention. Well, you can't blame them. Rich people have to have some place to put their money. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real. WestCoastCryptos.com.